This is KUT. Travis County Sheriff Sally Hernandez is changing her policy following an appeals court ruling. Every person booked into the local jail suspected of being in the country illegally will now be detained until federal immigration agents can pick them up. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has more.
Hernandez changed her policy after a panel of three judges lifted a temporary halt to parts of Senate Bill 4 Monday. It was set to become law on September 1st, but in August, a judge in San Antonio temporarily blocked most of it. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton promptly sued to let the law move forward. The New Orleans court has agreed to allow some of it to go into effect. The biggest change is that the court is upholding a requirement that local sheriffs honor all ICE detainer requests. These detainer requests from the federal government ask local officials to hold people booked into jails who are suspected of having entered the country illegally. Several lawyers said Monday their reading of the ruling is that ICE detainer requests are still voluntary. But Attorney General Paxton has said he would begin penalizing local officials who did not honor all detainer requests. They could be subject to jail time or a fine. Sheriff Hernandez is taking no chances. She will now comply with all federal requests to hold suspected undocumented immigrants. This is a change from her policy of only honoring them in the cases of people charged with murder, aggravated sexual assault, and human trafficking. Bob Leibel is the executive director of Grassroots Leadership, an immigrants' rights group.
Any policy changes that lead to more deportations from Travis County have the potential to be deadly. And, you know, I think we really need our elected officials to stand up now and fight legally and also through creative policies to reduce the number of deportations from our community.
The second provision unblocked Monday allows local agencies like police departments to limit how they cooperate with federal immigration agents. The appeals court upheld the part of the law saying you can't outright prohibit all officers from working with immigration authorities, but you can, quote, materially limit cooperation. One interpretation, a department only needs to allow officers whose investigations include working with federal immigration agents to do so. For example, human trafficking. It's important to note that the ruling from this panel of judges is perhaps only temporary. The full case against SB 4 will be heard on November 6. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.